Google and Facebook have recently announced measures that they hope will stop the spread of fake news on the internet. They're taking slightly different approaches, but in the end, they hope that updated advertising policies will change things. Kelly, what about fake news? What are we seeing on the internet these days?
Fake news was really the story of this election, in my opinion. We saw so many stories shared on Facebook and Twitter that were intended to, as clickbait, to really drive people to fake websites and generate advertising revenues. And so these stories, especially ones that promoted Trump and his policies and that were anti-Hillary, were very effective.
Peter Shores, is it because fake news isn't really curated? I mean, there's no editor on Facebook like there would be for another website like from the New York Times or Post or Tampa Bay Times.
Well, the origin of, I think, 170 of the fake news sites is a city in Macedonia where teenagers there who can't get a job set up these fake news sites and have been making millions of dollars. There isn't any editors, and actually, as a new media guy, I kind of find it annoying because I'm trying to break in versus traditional journalism, and now I've got these guys who are amped up, and they're just they're infecting the entire system, and we're trying to break through that clutter.
Now, Hillary Clinton supporters claim that this fake news mostly denigrated her and favored Donald Trump. Josh Gillen, do you fact check fake news, and you fact-check sites like Facebook and Twitter?
Well, it's interesting that this is actually the topic today, because I will say that, you know, PolitiFact has covered some of these stories before. One of the more recent ones we had before the election was this fake news story that an electrical worker had come into a polling place in Ohio and had found boxes full of votes for Hillary Clinton that they were allegedly going to slip into the ballot boxes. And there was no source for that or anything. And actually, the photo they were using of this man stacking all these things labeled ballot box was actually from a newspaper in England in 2015. So we are able to go back and find out how these are fake. But I will say that Pundit Fact, the Pundit Fact portion of PolitiFact, that's where we check people who are in the news, people who are in charge of giving opinions and saying things and spreading some of this information, we actually have begun going to some of these fake sites and checking these stories, and that's something we're going to be concentrating on from now on.
Peter Shores, the conservative-leaning Media Research Center, conducted a post-election poll, found 69% of voters do not believe the news media are honest and truthful. 78% believe news coverage of the election was biased in favor of Hillary Clinton. What about that?
Well, that's why these fake news sites exist. People don't want information. They want ammunition. And I don't think we're talking enough about why are people clicking on these fake news stories. And it's because of what you're talking about, the perception that there is a bias. The New York Times had to, on Friday, the publisher put out a letter to his readers saying, we need to do a better job. We got this election wrong. I'm paraphrasing, but he said, we got this election wrong. We missed what was happening. What I fear now is kind of an overcorrection. I think every story we're going to see out of the media now is, hey, let's go meet the white angry guy that we didn't talk to for the last 2 years. And so now I think we've been biased one way. I'm worried that we're going to go biased the other way in some sort of overcorrection.